Blog Talk Radio.
Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on. From the start it was Yahweh. He took me from the dark, put him in my heart. So Yahweh, got my mind Yahweh. Show me the times and the laws, the flaws of myself Yahweh. Let me know to turn to him, only glory Yahweh. Never bragging anything unless it be Yahweh. He the most high, he my king, he my lawgiver, he my savior. And I'm only praising Yahweh. Told me that my name was Isha, that's man of Yahweh. All fire of Yahweh, whatever it be, you know I rep Yahweh. On my wrist, what does it say? It say praise Yahweh. Y'all can walk another way if you want to, but I'm walking this way. I'm a Israel crew, full life, ride with my homies that be with Yahweh. Only companions, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's Yahweh, what's cracking? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's cracking? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, JC, never mentioned by Yahweh. Nowhere in the holy scriptures do you see Yahweh. Mixing this catch you call Yahoshua, Yahawashah, Yahuwah, whatever y'all calling him, it ain't Yahweh. Quran never spoke about the man Yahweh. I mean the name Yahweh, the Holy One Yahweh. Not a man that he shall lie, or the son of man that he shall repay. And y'all think he said somebody that could get killed? What you talking? Yahweh died, man. Come on, man. You thinking that Yahweh lied, man? You frontin' now. If you just open the scriptures, you'll see it right there in Isaiah 34 and 16. Yahweh only got one book, so let's look in it. Don't get too shook, minister, reverend, pastor, whoever you are, you spittin' disaster. If you ain't praising the Most High, who is Yahweh? What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah. What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. I praise Almighty Yah for another day, another week that He has allowed me to bring you His word, His truth. On nothing but the truth. And it is true that all you're going to get is nothing but the truth. The whole truth. And nothing but it. But if for some strange reason you're suspicious of anything that I'm telling you and teaching you, give me a call. 919-931-6216, and we can discuss it. Let me say shalom to my beautiful brothers and sisters that's listening by the way of blog talk, that's listening by the way of internet. It is the truth. The only reason you're listening is because of your fear towards Elohim. So I thank you and say shalom. And before we get into our program tonight, again, we are finishing the last little touches on our winter conference, which will be held in Atlanta, Georgia, November the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th. And we have a lot of things planned. Of course, on that 24th, which is that pagan Thanksgiving day, you definitely want to be in town that day, because that's where you're going to be. You're going to have the privilege of viewing the play Deuteronomy 28. And I had an opportunity to read the script for this play. This play was written and produced by one of our beautiful sisters, Sister Sharon, of the House of Israel. And there's many people who will perform various biblical roles from various different congregations. So this is a great opportunity to bring our people together. And this is the vision that the Almighty gave her, to bring our people together, but also to tell our story rather than somebody else telling our story. And then we find out it ain't our story at all. It's his story, such as the Ten Commandments, such as the Prince of Egypt, such as Joseph, dreamer of dreams, and Esther and Solomon and all the other various stories they tell. But it's something strange about all these stories. We're the only ones that's not in it. And it's our story. Now don't you see why the masses and how the masses are deceived? And we're going to deal with that on one of our shows as well, because we've got some great information to tell you about that. But this is going to be on that fifth day of the week. So you want to make it in town in Atlanta, Georgia, definitely on that day. Then, of course, on that sixth and seventh day, we will be having our usual and regular meetings. And it'll feel like our old conferences, because at this particular conference, the Creator said he will make the crooked things straight. And so this conference, the Creator has let us know to let the people know. Why hold you? Why hold us between two opinions? In other words, we can't move. We can't build, we can't grow, we can't prosper, we can't do anything because of these two diverse opinions. And what are these opinions doing? Either we were Yah or we not. Either we serving Yah or we not. Either Yah is with us or he's not. But we can't have it both ways. And the reason behind all this is what the Creator let us know. He said our iniquities, first he said his hand is not short nor is his ear heavy, but our iniquities has separated him from us. And what are our iniquities? Well, our iniquities are, we are teaching things as a whole that we can't even establish. And we are believing things that is just not the truth. And the Creator gave us a law, and this law said, let every matter be established by two or three witnesses. So in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for these teachers, these believers, these internet teachers that have no congregations, that nobody really ain't never seen. It's time for them to come out, come from behind the keyboard, the laptop, the computer, the PC. It's time for them to show themselves. It's time for our people to come out of their cities and establish the things that they teach and believe. And all you need is two or three witnesses, and it's established. And why is this necessary? Well, it's necessary because the Almighty said, if you don't have two or three witnesses, it's not established. And why are we teaching and believing things that we can't establish? Furthermore, the Creator lets us know that according to his great words, that he's only one Elohim and one Father made us all. And this one Father only had one manner of law for the homeborn and the stranger. He said he will raise up one king that shall be king to us all. And this one king shall be the one shepherd, the one prince. And the Almighty said we're supposed to have one way because he is one and his name is one. And since the Most High is one, he said, we will no longer be two people, two nations, no more. He said, he will take these two sticks and join them together that they might be one in his hand, and we shall be one nation. Upon the mountains of Israel. And one king shall be king to them all. So this is the Almighty desire. This is the Almighty plan of salvation. So no longer can we think as two. No longer can we speak in two different tongues. No longer can we walk two different ways. No longer can we have two different hearts. We're going to have to join our heart and make it one. We're going to have to speak one way. We're going to have one thought. And unfortunately, this is not what everyone desires to do. Although this is the desires of the Most High. So this is what we're going to be talking about in Atlanta. And tune into us on a Shabbat day because you're going to learn a whole lot about this. Also, you're going to learn a lot about our calendar series because there's people teaching. We don't have a calendar. Even though all the civilized nations in the world, even going back during the time, ancient time, all had calendars, but Israel don't. And it's good. We're glad you believe that. Now you just have to establish it. For this is what we will do. But tonight's program is on Psalm 50. And this is what it says in Psalm 50 and 5. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. So what is this sacrifice that the Almighty desire for his saints to be gathered together for this covenant, about this covenant of sacrifice, or made a covenant with him by sacrifice? But what is the sacrifice? I think everybody could understand making a covenant. So it's some type of agreement. It's some type of establishment, some type of promise. But the Creator said it's being done by sacrifice. So what is a sacrifice? I thought a sacrifice is when you kill a goat, a bullock, a ram. But what is this sacrifice made by covenant? Well, the Creator said, wisdom is the principal thing. But with all thy getting, get understanding. And when I think about sacrifice, and when people read the scriptures, they tell you, we say, well, we don't make sacrifices no more. They say, the Almighty never desired certain types of sacrifices. They say, well, or we keep the law, why don't y'all make sacrifices? Where's the sacrifices y'all supposed to make? Where's this sin offering? This is what they will say. But they don't even know what a sacrifice is to even comment on what we are doing or not doing. So let us explore what this sacrifice is. Because if you look in the book of Proverbs, just to show you something, Proverbs, the 15th chapter, let me get there. Proverbs 15. And this is what it says in the book of Proverbs 15. And I'm going to start reading at the 8th verse. Let me start at the 7th verse. This is what it says. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. And watch what it says in the 8th verse. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to Yah, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Then it further say, the way of the wicked is an abomination unto Yah, but he loving him that follow after righteousness. So what is this letting us know? Well, this letting me know that when the Creator said, gather unto me, my saints that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Well, this is letting me know that not only the saints of Yah can make sacrifice, but the wicked can make sacrifices. Here it says the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to Yah. So there are some people making sacrifices all the time, and they're called the wicked. Now, are these wicked people think they're doing something right? Do they believe that their sacrifices are being accepted? But whatever they're doing and whatever they believe, Yah said, their sacrifice is an abomination to him. Now, wouldn't you want to know the difference between the sacrifice of the wicked versus the sacrifice of the Almighty Saints? Since the scriptures say, gather unto me my saints, those that made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Furthermore, look in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter. We know the wicked can make sacrifice, but watch what this says in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter. The very first verse, it says, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of Elohim, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they consider not that they do evil. So not only the wicked can give sacrifices, but a fool can give a sacrifice. And this is clearly letting us know that when a fool gives a sacrifice, he's not even considering the fact that he does evil. Because a fool considers none in his heart. Concerning Elohim. So the wicked give sacrifices. A fool gives sacrifices. And a fool gets sacrificed by his mouth. The wicked gives sacrifices, and ain't no telling. It might be in prayer, it might be in a lot of other things. But they still are sacrifices. And this is what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about sacrifices. Furthermore, go to the book of Isaiah, the 1st chapter. The scripture says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. So oftentimes, many of the things that you believe and many of the things that you teach, it was born out of a lie. And you believed it. And you start teaching it. And you start telling it without ever learning to establish it. And you can't establish it anyway because it is a lie. So therefore, this is why the Most High said this in the book of Isaiah, the first chapter. And watch what this says. We're going to start reading at the 11th verse. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me? Or what purpose are they? Say, Yah, I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he goats. When ye come to appear before me, who have required this at your hands to tread my courts? And watch what the Most High say. Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me, because most people don't realize the burning of incense is a sacrifice. I know you didn't know that. I know you didn't know that burning incense is a form of worship. That's like going to church, sitting down in the pew and praying with everybody and say, well, I didn't know I was praying with another God. Well, what do you think they do at church? What do you think they do when they pray? Who do you think they praying to? And this is what our people, I just burn incense just to get the fish smell out. Man, you just picked up a custom that you didn't know nothing about. The burning of incense is a form of worship. Watch what it says. The new moons and Sabbath, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Why? Because these things are vain today, because many of the people are not doing it in truth. And they refuse to establish the things that they teach and believe. It says, your new moons, your appointed feasts, my soul hated. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you. Make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, and plead for the widow. Now, why is Yah telling you to do all these things? Because if you do that, if you take time to do that, then you're going to understand the sacrifice Yah is looking for. the sacrifice Yah is calling for, the sacrifice Yah desires. So here, a fool can sacrifice, the wicked can sacrifice. The sacrifice many of our people making on these holy days and new moons and things he never even called, because if it's his new month, if it's his holy day, he'll hear your prayer. He want to know what's ailing you and what's going on. He wants to bless you, but he's not going to do it if you have not made the proper sacrifice. For he said he's tired of bearing these iniquities. He's watching them, looking at them all the time. And anybody get tired of seeing and hearing things that really don't make no sense? So what is this sacrifice? In the book of Psalms 50. Where again, it will let you know, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the key word is sacrifice. Because undoubtedly, this is something that has to take place in order for the saints to come together, and in order for them to make a covenant, it has to be done by sacrifice. And let me show you what a sacrifice is, so you can understand what Yah is looking for. First place I want you to go is let's look at Proverbs. The 21st chapter, Proverbs 21. And again, what are we discussing? We're discussing, what is this sacrifice? Gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And I want to know what this sacrifice is so we can get the saints of the Most High together. Since a fool can make a sacrifice, the wicked can make a sacrifice, those who keep in these new moons and Sabbaths and calling of assemblies, burning incense can make sacrifice. What the saints of the Most High also supposed to be making a sacrifice. And look what the scriptures say about this. Proverbs 21. I'm going to start reading in the second verse. It says, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, And yes, that includes me. That includes every man. But Yah pondereth the hearts. That man ain't think he right. But see, Yah pondering that man's heart. And if any man think he right, all he has to do then is establish whether he's right or not. And Yah gave us the covenant, the law, to demonstrate that. And watch what this says. Third verse, to do justice and judgment is more acceptable to Yah than sacrifice. So undoubtedly, justice and judgment is more acceptable to Yah than sacrifice. So undoubtedly, the Almighty is looking for some justice and judgment. And justice is righteousness. Did not the Almighty say truth and justice kiss each other? And did not he say this what will be brought to the earth? So if the Almighty is not, if he's looking for a certain type of sacrifice, would not it be justice and judgment? Look what else the Creator said in the book of 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter. I just want you to see this. Because we're talking about sacrifice. And if you don't know what the Most High is looking for, he said, gather my saints unto me. Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. So, to make this covenant, you're going to have justice and judgment. That's got to be part of the scenario. But not just justice and judgment. Watch what it says in the book of 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter. And I'm going to read the 22nd verse. And this is what it says. Well, let's start at the 20th verse. And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of Yah, and gone the way which Yah sent me. And I brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto Yah, that Elohim in Gilgal. And Samuel said, have Yah as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Yah? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of Yah, he hath also rejected thee from being king. So oftentimes, a lot of times, people think they rejecting me. They think they rejecting other people, not realizing, not considering they rejecting Yah. And it is true. I'm no one. But if you don't go behind the words that I speak to see whether they are true or not, you might just be rejecting the word of Yah. And Yah said, obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience have to be part of the scenario of this sacrifice. For once again, Yah said, gather unto me, gather my saints unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Obedience is essential and it's very hard to make that sacrifice because every man is right in his own eyes. Nobody want to listen to another man because they think they the man or one man and they don't have to listen to nobody. Furthermore, look in the book of Psalm 51. Since we're talking about what is this sacrifice, in the book of Psalm 51, and this is what it says. Psalm 51. Starting at verse 15. O Yah, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of Elohim are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O Elohim, thou will not despise. The one thing I've seen the Almighty will never despise is a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. And this is the one thing most people don't want to do. They refuse to have a broken heart. They refuse to break their spirit. And every day, Yah testing to see who will break their spirits and who will break their heart. Now, if you don't know what a broken heart is, all you have to do is remember some of the pain that came to your heart once somebody broke it. And surely you've had a broken heart before. We all have. We all have had broken spirits where we even felt like we couldn't survive no more.
Well, believe it or not, that was good. And you want to learn how to break your own heart and break your own spirit. And you might ask yourself, well, how you do that? You become humble. Stop getting mad over everything. Stop pointing a finger at everyone. Stop slandering and talking about people. Own up to your own mistakes and shortfalls. Stop talking so harsh. Stop thinking so negative. These are some of the ways that you can break your heart as well as your spirit. Why? Because the scriptures let you know in the last days that the Almighty will gather his saints together. But let me tell you which ones will be gathered. Gather my saints unto me. Those who made a covenant with me. By what? By sacrifice. And we're reading what a sacrifice to Yah is. Furthermore, let's look in the book of Psalm 141. And let's see what this says. Yah, I cry. Psalm 141 and 1. Yah, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. In other words, you don't have to burn no incense. Pray to Yah. And the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. You don't have to kill nothing. Just raise your hands up to Yah. Set a watch, O Yah, before my mouth. In other words, get one of them angels that'll smack me right in the mouth if I say something wrong. Keep the door of my lips. Don't even let it come out of my mouth. Because I know I'm a fool. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity. And let me not eat of their dainties. And y'all know how y'all are. Hanging around people that you don't supposed to be around. Friends with people that you know blaspheme the Most High. And then you're going to eat their food. You can't hang with just anybody. You can't just eat anything, not the saints of the Most High. The scripture says, gather unto me, gather my saints unto me. Those that made a covenant with me by sacrifice. So there's a lot of sacrifices that has to be made. And this is one of them. Let the righteous smite me. In other words, nobody want to be corrected. Everybody is fine as long as you don't tell them their sin, their iniquity, their shortcomings, their shortfalls, their pitfalls. But not so here. It says, let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness. In other words, a saint of the Most High don't mind being corrected. They just want it to be done by the righteous because they know they will learn from it. And let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil. So when you have righteous people telling you what's right, that shall be like an excellent oil to you. Well, shall not break my head, for yet my prayer also shall be in their calamity. This will be your thinking. When the judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cut up and cleave the wood upon the earth. But my eyes are unto thee, O Elohim Yah. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape. For trust and believe, the wicked got snares and nets for all of us. And right before I go to my brothers and sisters, let me show you one of the greatest sacrifices that will take place on the earth. And let's read about this sacrifice. In the book of Ezekiel, the 39th chapter. This is one of the greatest sacrifices that will take place. And look what it says. In the 17th verse, Ezekiel 39 and 17. And thou, son of man, thus said Yah Elohim, speak unto every feather fowl, and to every beast of the field. Now, why is the prophet speaking to some fowl and prophesying to some beast? What are you about to see? Assemble yourselves and come. Gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice, that I do sacrifice for you. Even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that you may eat flesh and drink blood. And know that you is not people he's sacrificing for. This sacrifice is made for the feather fowl and the beast of the field. And watch what will happen. You shall eat the flesh of the mighty and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams and lambs and goats and bullocks, all of them fatlings of Bashan. And you shall eat fat till ye be full, and drink blood till ye be drunken of my sacrifice which I have sacrificed for you. Thus you shall be filled at my table with horses and chariots, with mighty men, and with all men of war, said Yah Elohim. And I will set my glory among the heathen, and all the heathen shall see my judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid upon them. So the house of Israel shall know that I am Yah the Elohim from that day and forward. In other words, once the house of Israel see that, they going to know from that day forward, oh, this is Yah Elohim right here. Now, before that day, you're still going to have a lot of fence straddlers. You're still going to have people who unsure. You're still going to have people that's not 100. But watch this, 23rd verse. And the heathen shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity, because they trespassed against me. Therefore hid I my face from them and gave them into the hand of their enemies. So fell they all by the sword. That's why, how can an Israelite have some pride and judge another Israelite? How can an Israelite be so arrogant to call another Israelite wicked when we all are here for our wickedness? We all are here for our wickedness. And you calling somebody wicked and judging another Israelite, all you can do is tell them, thus said Yah, whether they adhere, whether they forbear. But the tailbearing and the slander and the judging one another, this is an abomination to Yah. For we all were sent here for our iniquity. All of us. And some of the people that are speaking the loudest are the worst. And then it says in the 24th verse, according to their uncleanness and according to their transgressions have I done unto them and hid my face from them. Yeah, in other words, all these things that's happening to us, they're not happening because Yah hears us. They're not happening because Yah is with us. These things are happening because we refuse to execute the sacrifice of righteousness. Every Israelite should be trying to come together and be one people. Every Israelite should be pleading the cause of the widow and the fatherless, the poor and the needy. Why? Because these are sacrifices of righteousness. And no Israelite should be pointing a finger, slandering, tail-bearing, in judging one another, or lest they are saying, thus said Yah. And look what it says, 25th verse. Therefore, thus says Yah Elohim, now will I bring again the captivity of Yaakov, and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel, and will be jealous for my holy name. After that, they have borne their shame and all their trespasses, whereby they have trespassed against me when they dwelt safely in their land, and none made them afraid. When I brought them again from the people and gathered them out of the enemy's lands, and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations, then shall they know that I am Yah their Elohim, which have caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen. But I have gathered them unto their own land, and have left none of them any more there. Neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, said Yah Elohim. So a lot of people have to die. But a lot of people called the remnant will be saved. And why will they be saved? Well, they will be saved because they understood the sacrifices of righteousness. Did not the scripture say, gather my saints unto me, those who made a covenant with me by sacrifice? And you know these people are righteous, but watch what it says. Going back to Psalm 50, and then I'll call on my beautiful brothers and sisters that's listening in. Watch what this says. And again, if you have any comments, questions, or anything, 347-838-8963, and press the number 1 on your phone. Or you can text me, 919-931-6216. And look what it says in Psalm 50, so you can understand what this sacrifice is. It says, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And watch the 6th verse. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, because that's who the Almighty is calling together, his righteousness. For Elohim is judge himself. Selah, we are not judges. So why are we judging one another? Yah is our judge. Yah is our king. Yah is our lawgiver. So he will save us. So let us come together. Let us gather ourselves together. Isn't this covenant about obedience? Isn't this covenant about justice and judgment? And is not the sacrifices that we must make in righteousness are things that's supposed to uplift us? not tear us down. Well, this is what we are preparing and are doing. This is why we're calling our beautiful brothers and sisters to Atlanta, Georgia, and saying if you believe certain things, let it be established at the mouth of two or three witnesses. How long hold ye between two opinions? If you can establish 13 months in a year, do it so we all can do it. But if you can't, stop teaching it and stop believing it. If there's 29 days in a month, let us all walk therein. But if not, if you can't establish it, let us all put it down. If the day start at night and the Sabbath start at night or at evening, let us all lift our hands unto heaven and do it. But if you cannot establish it, let us all put it down. But let us not be of two opinions. We supposed to be one people with one law, one way. Because we only have one Elohim, one Father, one King, one Shepherd. So let's be one people. How hard is it? All we have to do is what Yah said. Let every matter be established by two or three witnesses. Either you got two or you don't. Please, Yisrael, we're in the last days. Everything is about us coming together. Either we're going to be a part of that remnant or not. And we have one person on the board. Let's see. Shalom, shalom. We got you on the air from area code 202.
Hold on for 1 second.
Well, evidently it automatically came on. Praise God. This is Abadiah from Washington, D.C. Can you hear me?
Shalom, brother. Yeah, your question mark was up, but you can go ahead and make your comment, and shalom to you.
Yeah, I'm glad that you had mentioned what you were talking about, us trying to reason together and, and let Yah put the puzzle together. You know, he already know, but we have to know. And by us, witnessing two or three witnesses, everything everywhere will be established, ever-learning journey. You said some powerful things tonight, and I really enjoyed it. But I also want to let you know there will be a conference call tonight. After your program, and I think it's Benan Zikwan, they're going to talk about which is a Sabbath. And it's like half and half of people who was on that line constantly. Some of them believe in the Sabbath tonight, and some of them believe that the Sabbath tomorrow. So it's going to be on a conference call tonight, so I can give you that number. So if you want to come in and join in tonight, matter of fact, it starts now, but they probably get together about 9:20 or so.
Got you. You can do me a favor. If you text me that number, I would greatly appreciate it. And if I can get in, I would definitely do so. If you can tell me, you can say the number out on the air, too, if anyone would like to join them in that discussion. But if you text it to me, then I can also try to join. I'm not sure if I will be able to, but I'm going to surely try.
Right, because it's we've been talking about that, so we're trying to get it down to the core. Because I'm one that do believe sunrise, sunset of the Shabbat. So, I'm gonna give you the number on the air. If anyone interested, the number is 857. That's area code 857-216-6700. That's 857-216-6700, and the code line to get on the code is 992-692. I repeat, 992-692. So they're going to be on fire. So you just happened to bring up about the Shabbat day, so that's what they're going to be discussing on that one topic. And sometimes it might be all the way up to 12 or 1 o'clock. And with the scriptures. Mm-hmm.
But you know, I know, because I've been on a few of them. And and tell the brothers and sisters there, I said shalom to them, just in case I'm not able to make it. But I know that's not going to be the last discussion on this matter. And I surely want to be a part of any of those discussions. So I praise the mighty Yah for you all, and may Yah continue to be with you all. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. And this is the text number that I can text it on this number, right?
That's correct.
Later on.
Yes. Text me. This is my number. 919-931-6216. So text me, and then I'll have it on there.
Okay, all right, praise Yah. But keep on doing what you're doing. So, like I tell folks, this is an ever-learning journey, and we are striving to, to get along. We might have differences, but it's going to work. You're going to work it out. One way or another, Most High is going to work it out, because know it all.
That's it. The Almighty way will be exalted.
Right, and there's nothing wrong trying to find the conclusion, whether or not he going to bring the conclusion at the end. Praise God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, praise the mighty God. Shalom, shalom.
Right.
I appreciate that.
All right, brother. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. We're going right to another one of our callers in the 850 area code. Shalom.
Shalom, Maury. How are you?
Doing great. Is this my beautiful, beloved sister, Shalom?
Hallelujah. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing excellent. Praise the mighty Yah. Before you make any comments on anything that I said, tell us about this Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. That is produced and written by you. And I had the opportunity to read the script, and my goodness, it was unbelievable. I love it, and I know that the truth is going to be brought to light in Atlanta, Georgia. So tell us a little bit more, whatever you can tell us.
Well, anyone who knows me well enough knows that I'm not even capable of writing anything, you know, so well put together. So if the truth that Yah does use us for things, I'm a costume designer, you know, I'm not a writer, but I wrote it, right? And I give all the glory to Yah because, you know, like I said, I didn't have to really think. I just sat down and started writing, and that's what came out. So I just, you know, knew that once I sat down, and if it was right, if it was what I was supposed to be doing, that it would do that, that it would just, you know, flow, that I wouldn't have to even put effort to it. So I give y'all all the glory, all the, you know, praise, you know, to him that it's actually, I believe it's good, and I believe that it's, you know, timely, and I believe that it's needed, and I believe that it's going to be an opportunity, you know, for us to, you know, wake up Jacob possibly, you know, in an entertaining way. You know, it's the first time you're going to see a, that I know of, you know, a black Pharaoh, a black Moses, a black Abraham, you know, a black Sarah, you know, all these are going to be, you know, beautiful black characters, you know, as you were saying on your program the other day, as they're meant to be. You know, the first time that we're going to actually show them, you know, their real skin color, you know, so that's one thing. But the most important thing, of course, is to stop, you know, letting these people just get away, you know, get away with saying the things that they're saying every Sunday. It's time to expose it, you know. And, you know, when I first started doing this thing, I knew that it was risky, you know. I know that somebody might have a price on my head before it's over. I don't care. You know, whatever be the will of the Most High. All I know is it's time, and the cast is fabulous. We have everyone from Morays. Everybody serves the Creator that's on the cast. We have everyone from, we have leadership in positions, you know, in roles. We have, you know, seven different congregations. Look at y'all. And I thought
that's
it was six.
Good.
I have been saying six. And then I actually sat down and wrote them down. And I'm waiting, is this the seven congregations? So that's what it was supposed to be. So I thank y'all for that. As a matter of fact, you know, we have House of Israel, Raleigh, North Carolina, House of Israel, California, House of Israel, Vine. We have House of Israel, Aaron. I'm not sure what you call Aaron's. I don't know his location. We have Moray Aaron's class, House of Israel. We have House of Israel of Jackson, Mississippi, and House of Israel of Jacksonville, Florida. And we have Or Ami out of Atlanta. That might be me. Yeah, we have Or Ami in Atlanta, Georgia. So those are our congregations that are involved. We have a fabulous cast, you know, a fabulous production team. We're doing everything first rate, and I don't have to tell you why. And I also want to let people know, too, that first show is on that Turkey Day. But we also have a second performance. It's going to be on the Sunday after that. So if you can't come in on that TH day, you can come in on, you know, that Friday or whatever, and then you can still catch the show on Sunday. There's going to be a matinee on Sunday. It's an evening performance on Thursday. And then a matinee performance on Sunday. So if you need to just watch the show and still need to get out of town, you can do that too.
Well, praise the mighty Yah, it is going to be beautiful. I already know it is. The scripture says there's safety in a multitude of counselors, and you have been counseling with counselors, making sure that the script is right, and it will establish the greatness of the word of Yah. And the Creator
and
says,
thank you. I thank you for your wise counsel. You and Maury Elkanah were my two counselors that I counsel with, and I thank you all for all your help. You know, you just kind of popped it off, you know, with all your advice and you know, the corrections that we made to make sure that we exalt the Creator in the best possible light, and I appreciate the wisdom of my elders and leadership. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Well, praise the mighty Yah, and it was definitely my pleasure, and
The Almighty said he will make the crooked things straight. And I can assure you, there's some crooked things that's going to be made straight in Atlanta, Georgia. During this play, because as you stated, everybody else telling our story, but now we get a chance to tell our own. So hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty God. Anything else, sis?
And I just want to just tell everybody, please come out, you know, and support this production. You won't be disappointed. We have a professional production team working on it. We have a professional videographer coming to video. I mean, we're doing everything because it's the Most High. So, you know, please come out and support this endeavor. We intend to take it beyond Atlanta, but just in case, you know, this may be your only opportunity to see it. So please, if you can, come out to Atlanta during the turkey time and enjoy this, please, with us. We'd love to see you there. Praise God.
Praise the mighty God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, sis, and we're going to be talking.
Yeah, shalom. Thank you so much.
All right. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
And I forgot to mention my beautiful sister, Sharon. She's her background, as she stated, she done made various, she used to make the costumes and clothes for some of the most popular plays that you all know, produced and written by the Tyler Perrys and T.D. Jakes and people like that. So she knows this world. And so the Almighty gave a vision to the right person. So we praise the mighty God for our beloved sis. And if you have any other questions or any other comments, call us 347-838-8963 and the number one on your phone. And again, we want to let everybody know, what is this sacrifice that Yah is designed of us? And oftentimes we get caught up in our own world. It's real easy to get caught up in your own world. And in your world, you think everything is happening to you and nobody else. And then you get to the point, just because things are happening to you, you don't care about nobody else's problems. And now you're real deep in your own world, not realizing everybody got problems. Everybody having issues. Everybody has pitfalls and downfalls, and everybody suffering. Everybody being afflicted. Everybody being victimized. Everybody going through all kinds of trouble and vexation. But there are some who have chosen, who have elected, who have circumcised their heart to put their trust in the Most High. And when you put your trust in the Most High and you begin to work for Him, do you realize you don't have time to be depressed? You don't have time to be mad? You don't have time to point the finger? You don't have time to be discouraged? You don't have time to fight with nobody? You don't have time to slander nobody? You don't have time to talebear? You don't have time to be judgmental? Why? Because you got too much work to do in Yah. I just want you to see this so you can understand what I'm trying to convey to you. Because you can wallow in all your misery and miss the very thing you were made for. Don't you realize you are Israel? And look what the Creator said about Israel in the book of Isaiah 49. And I'm going to start at the first verse. Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, you people from far. Yah have called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother have he made mention of my name. It sounds like an individual, but you're going to see that it's not. And he have made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand have he hid me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver have he hid me. And he said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. And how can you glorify Yah? And you too busy wallowing in your misery. You too busy pointing a finger, tail-bearing, slandering, being judgmental, being angry and mad. And the Almighty said, anger rests in the bosom of fools. How can you glorify Yah? And you're not helping and pleading the cause of the widow and the fatherless, feeding the poor and the needy. Don't you know how much work we got to do? And watch what it says. The four verbs, this is what I'm trying to let you know. Then I said, I've labored in vain, because that's what's going on. A lot of vanity. I spent my strength for naught and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with Yah and my work with my Elohim. And now said from the womb to be a servant, to bring Jacob again to him. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Why do you think every week I'm coming on to call the leaders and the elders together? Why do you think we're traveling in three different places every year? Really more than that, but we're calling leaders together three times a year. And people saying that's too much. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yah, and my Elohim shall be my strength. And he said, it's a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserve of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the nation, to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. We got a lot of work to do, Israel. We don't have time for the foolishness. Trust in Yah. Let him be your hope. For Yah loves you, and so do I. Shalom.